JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we highlight activities for Foster Care Week. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Ganja can be legally grown in Jamaica, but to do this, you must have a license, and it must only be grown for scientific research and religious purposes as a sacrament in adherence to the Rastafarian faith. Each household may grow up to 5 ganja plants for personal use. Remember, smoking in public is illegal. To get more information, call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
Parenting workshops, community walkthroughs, and recreational excursions are among the activities scheduled for the annual Foster Care Week, being recognized from Sunday, February 7 to Saturday, February 13. The week-long activities are being organized by the Child Development Agency, CDA, under the theme, Share Your Home, Foster a Child. The week started off with a church service at the Calvary Baptist Church in St. James, with similar services being held in Hanover, Westmoreland, and Trelawney. On Monday, February 8, there was a community walkthrough in downtown Kingston and another in Port Antonio. Walkthroughs also took place in the northern sections of the island, including Westmoreland and Trelawney. On Thursday, February 11, parenting workshops will be held at the Jamaica Library Service in Kingston and at the Calvary Baptist Church in St. James. Public Relations and Communications Manager for the CDA, Rochelle Dixon, says this year's focus is to encourage more citizens to be involved in the foster care program and to highlight the important contributions of foster parents.
We're encouraging more citizens to become involved in the program and to highlight the important contribution of our foster parents as to how they make good contribution to national development.
She says there are about 800 foster families under the Living in Family Environment LIFE program, a desirable alternative to placing a child in a residential child care facility. Pop-up booths are also being mounted at several libraries and business places across the island to commemorate Foster Care Week. For more information, contact the CDA at 948-6678. For every Jamaican to achieve their fullest potential, we all have to work together, looking out for each other. If you find you can contribute positively to the growth of an individual or an organization, give it your best as we work to make our country better. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. Play some music. At age 14, this musical star recorded his first big hit, Hurricane Hattie, which was a precursor to a successful career in music. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after he wooed the world with hits such as Sitting in Limbo, You Can Get It If You Really Want, and Many Rivers to Cross. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there, with a business loan or a partial loan guarantee. Contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Jimmy Cliff, the only living Jamaican reggae musician who is a member of the Order of Merit. Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.